This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
9:44, 16 till 10. What better way to wrap up the week than with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, good friend, and paid a lot of money to watch him throughout those years, and now to have him as a friend is an honor. How you doing, Bobby Hebert?
All right, Tom. How you doing? Yeah, looks like the weekend's going to cooperate. We needed that rain, but it's a little too hot for me right now.
Me too.
It's kind of like July.
Yeah, I know, but it's supposed to be a little bit better this weekend. You know what I wanted to ask you? When it comes to you, with all the experience you got as a quarterback, and we'll get to Tyler Shuck in a minute, or to Rattler, or even the other Jake Haener. I know from the time that I've spent in radio, I can listen and I can tell if somebody knows or if they don't know what they can do, what they can't do. Other people may not know, but I know because of the experience. When it comes to football field, not so much. You, on the other hand, when it comes to the football field, you do know what they know and what they don't know. So what are you looking for when it comes to evaluating a quarterback, if it's Tyler Shuck, if it's the Rattler, whomever?
Well, you have to know your role. You know, not everybody is going to be Joe Burrow or Pat Mahomes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have to have confidence in yourself. You have to be a little arrogant. You have to be a little cocky. But you also have to be humble. And you have to lead men. And to be that positive influence in the huddle, they have to know that, hey, that I'm going to hang in there tough. You hang in there tough. We're all in this together. And, you know, looking at what does it take to win? Yeah, you know, you don't have to have the unbelievable numbers. And I said this yesterday on Sports Talk after, you know, we witnessed the second OTA practice. Mm-hmm. Spencer Rattler, I think all that adversity that he's faced, mm-hmm. you know, he was at Oklahoma, and then all of a sudden he's the man top quarterback in the nation. And then along comes Caleb Williams and beats him out. Mm-hmm. And then he's no longer the man. What, you're just going to give up? So all of a sudden, you know, he ends up transferring to South Carolina. Caleb Williams follows the coach to USC. So it's a continuous process. And you know, you got to be able to weather the storm. Like, for instance, last year I thought Spencer Rattler, he went in there, he played with a lot of confidence. Tommy, this is unbelievable. If you look how drastic his game was, you know, okay, can you play four quarters to help the team win? Mm-hmm. If you look like Rattler when he had like 22 sacks, first off, you got to get rid of the ball. You cannot take those sacks. Tommy, I wasn't no rocket science, but I had that clock in my head. Mm-hmm. I played one season. I only got sacked 15 times in 16 games.
So wait, so let me stop you 1 second. So right there, what you're looking at, just as I'm listening to somebody and I'm saying, well, no, he wasn't prepared, or he should have known that, or she wasn't listening, or she would have asked that. You're watching it, and you're seeing if, for example, like what, missing reads or something?
You're holding the ball too long. You have to live to fight another day.
Gotcha, okay.
Not every play is going to be a great play.
I got you.
That's the thing with Shedeur Sanders, too. I know Colorado's offensive line sucked, but he took still way too many sacks.
All right, so that's one.
And then
what
you look
else?
At it. Okay, Tommy, he was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Can you be consistent throughout the game? Mm-hmm. Don't cost your team. You don't have to be, like I said, Pat Mahomes or Joe Burrow. You know, there's 32 teams. There's not 32 starting quarterbacks. There's always about 18 or 20. But then you have a handful that are truly unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It just shows you how hard it is to play the position. But you look at a drastic first and second half splits that Spencer Rattler had. You know, he had a quarterback rating in the first two quarters of 103.5. 103.3 to be exact. That's unbelievable. But can you do that throughout the game? Because teams are going to make halftime adjustments mm-hmm. and all that. That was in the first half of games. In the second half, his quarterback rating was 46.5. It was like, is that the same guy?
So what would he have to have, Bobby, what would he have to have to make those adjustments? What ability would he have to make, or does that go to the coordinator? I know it's a team sport, but just in general when it comes to the quarterback.
Well, you just can't try and do too much.
Okay.
You know, you start getting desperate. You start trying to force the ball. Mm-hmm. Now, ultimately, the coach could help you in that regard, and you know, not putting you in positions where well, that play really wasn't going to work. That's why it's a total team effort. And I was smart enough to know I played with the Dome Patrol. Mm-hmm. I know our defense. We had a top five defense. And so say, how can we win the game? I remember Coach Morrow, who just turned 90 years of age. It's amazing he's still doing leg mm-hmm. presses at 90 years of age. He would say, Bobby, look, if we score 23 points or more, we should never lose a game. Or that's how we're going to get the double-digit wins. And then he would challenge the defense. If you shouldn't give up 17 points or more. So all of a sudden, that's why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
How we won 12 games twice. We won 11 games, won the NFC West. We were 10-6 in 88. We didn't even you know, make the playoffs. But that was the winning formula and understanding what it takes. It's not like you got to crush everybody like we did against the Broncos and John Elway. We beat them 42-0. Mm-hmm. That was just everything was going your way. But things aren't always going to go your way. So how do you figure out to win the game?
Right,
and
so
really, when you look at scoring offense and defense, Tommy, it's not that much different than it was 30, 40 years ago. Now, because of the rule changes favoring the offense, I'd say you probably got to score a field goal more. So if you scored 27 points or more, you should never lose. And then defense, well, if you're giving them about 20 points, then that's a winning formula.
Before we run out of time, I want to get to, when it comes to evaluating quarterbacks, what you saw from, I always call him Matt, I don't know why, Tyler Shuck at practice.
Well, I tell you what, he looks like he belongs. And I think that's a plus. A lot of experience. He's had adversity in his life. But I think I'm not worried about his injuries. He's had broken bones. Broken bones can heal within 4 or 6 weeks.
That's better than
it's
having
more than
ligaments.
Yes. Anything with your shoulders, knees, elbows, and all, like ligaments and all that stuff, soft tissue, that's way worse than broken bones. Because 4 or 6 weeks, and you just, to me, that's bad luck when you break a bone. Or something, because he's not brittle. He's a big man. But I think that's going to be working in his behalf that he's 27 years old. Oh, he's too old. What do you mean he's too old? No, but what if he plays 10 years for the Saints? He's right. Only – I retired at 37. I mean, he's 37 years of age. So I think you get experience. He's not immature, and he can spin it. Actually,
that's what I wanted to ask you about spinning it. Tell me what you saw about a throw that – would you say as good as he gets in the history of the NFL? Tell me about that.
I'm telling you, he's a right-hander. He was sprinting out left, and, you know, you got to square your shoulders, mm-hmm. and the coverage is great. He put it on a dime. It would be like he did the county or the parish fair, and the tire's 40 yards away, and he threw it through the tire.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm talking about a bullseye. And on the run, squaring his shoulders, going left, I go, whoa. That's as good as it gets in the history of the NFL. Because, you know, you're throwing across your body. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're left-handed, it'd be like you're going right. And then you're doing the same thing to the right side. You're on the move. No, that throw, now the receiver didn't make a great catch, a contested catch, because the coverage was awesome. Cedric Wilson, he could have came down with it. But good, the stuntman, the linebacker from Oklahoma, made a great play and ended up knocking it out of his hands. But that throw right there, but they both can spin it. Spencer Rattler. Looks like he's confident right now. And what's wrong with competition? A lot of these Gen Z kids and all that, oh, they just want to be given something. Well, there's nothing wrong with competition. Mm-hmm. The best man is going to win.
Totally agree.
You know, one, like Coach Morrow would say, one snap and clear. If you do good today, so what? You got to do good tomorrow. Let's say you didn't have your best day today. So what? One snap and clear. You got to forget and move on. Now you got to do good the next day and the next day and the next day. That's how you compete, and it's better for the team. It makes you work hard as an individual. So I'm interested to see training camp because I tell you what, it's not like the thing to me, Spencer Rattler is really going to have to beat out Tyler Shuck because Tyler Shuck is Kellen Moore's guy. Mm-hmm. That is the quarterback Kellen Moore wanted, and he's the head coach. But so, I mean, nothing, if it don't work out for one of these quarterbacks eventually, then you go play for somebody else and kick ass. I mean, you gotta be a warrior.
When it comes to rolling left and being a right-hander and throwing it on a dime, like you said, that's analogous to hitting a golf ball left-handed if you're right-handed, right? It goes against every natural instinct you have. That's what you're saying? That's why it's so hard?
Yeah, because you know, you're not stepping and throwing. You got to be able to square your shoulders, and it shows your arm strength. And then, you know, I don't know if you call it luck. Like, maybe he could, the next 10 times, 9 out of the 10 wouldn't be that good, but he'd be in the vicinity. You can see he has that skill set. And a lot of guys might think, don't make that throw because it's probably going to get intercepted. You're forcing it. It would be like... I don't know, like when not necessarily a hole in one, but let's say you're in the sand or you're chipping it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and you see it, and that was a great chip, and it went in. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you get close to the cup, but you're not necessarily in. But you know, he has that in his his repertoire, that kind of throw. And I was impressed with that. But it'll be interesting. And I think the best friend for these young quarterbacks are, because we haven't won an NFL game, is I like our offensive line. I'm telling you, I'm encouraged how we have a tackle. And if a Trevor Penny don't work out at left guard, well, then, sorry, you got to go play somewhere else. We're going to put another left guard in there. So to have 4 out of 5, I'm really, especially 3, the center and the 2 tackles, I think we're going to be as good as it gets in the league coming up this season. Now, what does that mean, wins and losses? I don't know. We still can't be 1-before-last stopping the run. So we got to... I'm telling you, Tom, I think it's a good season, and fans don't want to hear this, but you got to be a little patient.
I want to hear it. If we
go 7-10, I would not be discouraged. Bobby, that's a losing record. What are you talking about? That'd be 2 more wins, but we're trending in the right direction.
Not only do I want to hear it, I'm going to stop you while you're on a positive message there. Thank you, Bobby. Don't be a stranger. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
All right, Tom.
Appreciate you, man. All right, man. Bobby Hebert, y'all know who he is. We'll take a break. Come back, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.